Art, how is Richard Sherman handling the aftermath of that post-game interview?
I think he's handling it brilliantly. When Richard's press conference was broadcast nationally, he was a little bit contrite about having his outburst overshadow the team, but he was very articulate in saying that he was a passionate guy who was caught seconds after the game ended, a game which he saved, basically, by a brilliant defensive play. And so he was talking about this, and he said he had seen the fight between the Vancouver Canucks and the Calgary Flames that was a national media phenomenon last week when both teams, at the drop of the puck, dropped their gloves and started swinging at each other.
There was a hockey game where they didn't even play hockey. They just threw the puck aside and started fighting. I saw that, and I said, oh, man, I'm the thug? What's going on here? Jeez.
That was a splendid answer because that video went everywhere. Richard did nothing remotely close to anything like that. He didn't even swear. And yet he got hundreds of bits of social media hate mail, you know, calling him a thug and worse. It was a completely inappropriate response to a guy's passionate outburst. And as this press conference wore on, we saw how intelligent, thoughtful, sensitive, and aware Richard Sherman was. And I'm hoping that that made a big difference for his sake, because I think there's a whole lot more man there than was shown on that interview.
Well, you got a chance to ask him during that press conference about his admiration of Muhammad Ali, the controversy he sparked in his heyday, and the extreme confidence he exuded, not unlike Richard Sherman.
Richard said that Ali was one of his heroes and went on to talk about Ali's role in society, how it was 100 times more complicated in his day than it was in Richard's now. And it was really a great answer because it showed that he was a student of history. He was an admirer of Ali. And it was very clear that Richard believes that there's a place for being outspoken, passionate, and dedicated to your craft in sports. But you don't see that much anymore because everyone is sort of corporatized to keeping their mouth shut and getting more endorsements. And Richard is willing to take risks. And it was a very admirable answer.
Well, all of that aside, the team now has to focus on preparation for the Super Bowl. Do you think that all of this attention is going to have any consequences on the team's preparation?
I think Richard has put a lot of the character issues to rest by the way he's handled it, as well as getting help from Pete Carroll. The Seahawks head coach didn't punish him, didn't suspend him, didn't wag a finger under his nose, but said, how you came off, is that the way you want to be represented? And Richard said, I overshadowed the team. And that was his regret. And I think Pete took a lot of the pressure off of what was building. I think there's still going to be conversation, but I don't think it's going to be in the way of either the team or Sherman to get prepared for the game.
All right, Art, thanks. And you will be in New Jersey all next week leading up to the Super Bowl. We'll be hearing from you live every morning next week.
Yes, I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be a great time. The weather may not be so great, but the Super Bowl is going to go on. And I will be reporting daily for KPLU.
Every morning in the 8 o'clock newscast here on KPLU. Thanks, Art.
My pleasure.
Art Teal joins us every week at this time. His website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com, and he's a contributor to crosscut.com. You can download Sports with Art Teal and other KPLU commentaries at kplu.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.